This is just what I needed, the direct route to getting your needs met. It's easy to get totally absorbed in what you think you need in a relationship. I need you to sit where I can see you. I need you to tell me what you're thinking. I need you to tell me the truth, to never leave me, to trust me, to believe me, to be on time, to keep your promises, to smile, to hold my hand in public, to be more outgoing, to listen to me, to be available, to help me, to marry me, to stay with me, to sleep with me, to give me your money, to nurture me, to agree with me, to see that you're wrong, to know when I want to be alone, to know what I need without having to be told, to be less sensitive, to be more sensitive, to stop being friendly to people I don't like, to be nicer to my friends, to change the music, to love me. By now, your needs are familiar, and you know what the effect is on your life when you believe you're entitled to have them met, and it doesn't seem to be happening. The result is a hopeless quest filled with separation, frustration, and resentment. You've seen how to use 4 questions to ask yourself what you really need in this moment. There's a direct route to understanding your needs. The direct route is just something to try out. When you're ready, it can be a huge relief, like coming home after a very long journey. If you're not ready for it, be very gentle with yourself. Stay true to what you think you need. When a need becomes painful, use inquiry to question it. And if it still seems true, ask for it. I need you to remember my birthday and call me. Please write it down in your day timer. This is living your integrity in that moment. The direct route is to let reality be the guide to your needs. What I need is what I have. This is not something to believe. It's the way things are right now, whether you believe it or not. What does it look like? How do you know when you don't need people? When they're not in your life. How do you know when you do need them? When they are in your life. You can't control the comings and goings of the people you care for. What you can do is have a good life whether they come or go. You can invite them and they come or not. And whatever the result is, that's what you need. Reality is the proof of it. How do you know you don't need to stand up? You're sitting. Life becomes much simpler this way. How do you know when you need to do something? When you do it. To think that you need to do something when you're not doing it is a lie. It's an uncomfortable position full of shame, guilt, and frustration. Lying in bed, you chide yourself with the thought, I need to get up, and you don't. But the truth is that you don't need to get up, not until you do. Do you try to motivate yourself with the thought that you need to do something and end up doing nothing? That would be an interesting discovery. I need to do it is just a thought. Try the effect of the turned-around version, I don't need to do it, and notice that the only time you need to do something is when you do it. It's a great experiment. Start small. Just lie in bed in peace, unpestered by yourself, until you notice that you're getting up. You think you need to make a decision? You don't, not until it's made. Afterward, you may notice that you didn't actually make the decision. It made itself. Right on time, the moment you had all the necessary information. How do you know you had the information you needed? Because the decision made itself. The direct route leaves you needing and loving what's going on in front of you. And what's in front of you keeps expanding until full is too small a word. I am a lover of what is, not because I'm a spiritual person, but because it hurts when I argue with reality. No thinking in the world can change it. What is, is. Everything I need is already here now. How do I know I don't need what I think I need? I don't have it. So everything I need is always supplied.